AI Dependency Day. Coders can't quit, CEOs are pilled, and the chip race accelerates. AI Morning Briefing for May 30th, 2026. Good morning. It's Saturday, May 30th, 2026, and if yesterday's news had one overriding theme, it was this. Artificial intelligence has become a dependency for developers, for executives, and for investors. And now the bill is coming due. We've got coders who literally can't work without AI tools anymore. Companies blowing through AI budgets with nothing to show for it. A chip startup raising hundreds of millions on a contrarian memory bet. And Microsoft quietly assembling an AI super app. Let's get into it. The headline story today comes from the research lab, METR, and it's a little startling. When the AI Safety and Evaluation Organization set out to replicate their landmark 2025 study on developer productivity, the one that found AI actually slowed coders down when you measured objectively, they ran into a brick wall. Developers refused to participate in any task without their AI tools. Full stop. METR couldn't even run the controlled experiment because the control group no longer existed. Instead, METR pivoted to a self-reported survey, published in May. The results? Developers perceive themselves as twice as productive with AI, but the objective picture is murkier. TechCrunch reports that Amazon shut down an internal token tracking leaderboard called KiraRank after employees started gaming it, running up AI usage costs without generating real output. Uber burned through its entire 2026 AI budget in 4 months, and the company's COO recently admitted on a podcast that the spending hadn't translated into measurable productivity gains. Meanwhile, a viral analysis from code review startup CodeRabbit found that AI-generated code produces 1.7 times more problems than human-written code. And Singapore Management University published research in April, warning that AI code introduces long-term maintenance costs into real software projects. The punchline, companies are now spending roughly 44% of their AI tokens just fixing bugs that AI created in the first place. That dependency culture extends straight to the C-suite. TechCrunch ran a piece this week asking whether CEOs have AI psychosis, and Box founder Aaron Levy thinks most of them do. The concern is that top executives are making sweeping strategic bets on AI without adequate grounding in what it actually does and aren't held accountable when those bets don't land. Cognition CEO Scott Wu pushed back on the replacement framing in an interview with TechCrunch. His company, maker of the Devon AI coding agent, just raised $1 billion at a $26 billion valuation. Yet Wu told TechCrunch that Devon was never designed to replace humans. We've never thought about it as replacing humans, he said. He sees agents handling the long-tail maintenance work developers don't enjoy anyway, the platform migrations, the legacy updates, freeing engineers for the creative side. He's honest about the limits, though. Devon operates somewhere between a junior and a mid-level engineer, depending on the task. And yet Cognition claims 89% of code committed at the company itself was committed by Devon. In chip infrastructure, two significant funding shots fired in the last 24 hours. First, Groq is reportedly raising $650 million from existing investors. This comes after NVIDIA's $20 billion not-an-acquisition deal with Groq last December, a deal that paid out investors and pulled senior executives to NVIDIA, but left Groq intact as a business. Now under interim CEO and CFO leadership, Groq is doubling down on inference, the processing layer that fires every time an AI prompt is sent. Inference is where the money is in 2026, and Groq believes its homegrown LPU chip architecture gives it the edge. Existing backers, Disruptive and Infinitium, have agreed to backstop the round if other investors pass on their pro rata. Second, a startup called Xsena raised $135 million on the thesis that the real AI bottleneck isn't compute, it's memory. While the industry conversation has focused obsessively on GPU scarcity, Xsena argues that memory bandwidth is now the binding constraint on inference speed and model efficiency. On the product front, OpenAI expanded Codex's computer use feature to Windows. The capability, which lets Codex see your screen and operate your device autonomously, launched on Mac first, and now Windows users are in. You can also manage and review Codex tasks remotely through the ChatGPT mobile app. Separately, OpenAI is quietly sunsetting ChatGPT Canvas. The side-by-side editing interface is being dropped from GPT 5.5 Instant and GPT 5.5 Thinking. Subscribers can still access Canvas through legacy models for a limited time. Microsoft, meanwhile, is reportedly building an AI super app that rolls up GitHub Copilot, the Copilot chatbot, Copilot Cowork, and a new agentic workflow layer internally codenamed Autopilot. Fortune broke the story. The timing is notable. Microsoft Build is next week, and this sounds like an announcement waiting to happen. Also from Microsoft, Copilot Health is now in public preview for Microsoft 365 subscribers. The feature can analyze medical records, connect to wearables and Apple Health data, and surface insights on personal health trends, putting Microsoft squarely in the AI health assistant fight. Finally, startups are now paying everyday people to film themselves doing household chores to generate embodied training data for robotics models. What looks like a gig economy oddity is actually a data gold rush. Physical AI is the next frontier, and real-world demonstration data is the scarce input nobody has enough of yet. That last item points to this morning's business idea. Build a curated marketplace for human demonstration data targeting the physical AI and robotics space. Not just chores, plumbing repairs, electrical work, warehouse picking, surgical procedures. Think Getty images for physical motion with structured metadata, consent management, and quality filtering built in. The buyers are robotics companies, automotive OEMs, surgical robot manufacturers, and defense contractors. The data sellers are tradespeople and gig workers. The moat is data quality standards. Rigorous labeling, chain of custody provenance, and consent documentation create switching costs that raw scraping cannot replicate. The window is open because physical AI is moving from research labs to products. Demand is spiking, and no dominant marketplace has emerged yet. That's your AI morning briefing for Saturday, May 30th, 2026. The industry is at an inflection. Dependency is total. Accountability is lagging, and the infrastructure layer is still flush with capital. The next 12 months will sort the companies that measured ROI from those that token maxed into the void. Stay sharp, stay curious, and we'll see you Monday morning.